Now the scripture is Luke chapter 4, verse 27. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, members of the more than 2,500 overseas branch churches, including USA, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, and Netherlands, the African countries, Kenya, Uganda, Congo, Egypt, and China, Japan, Pakistan, Indonesia, the Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, members of branch churches and branch sanctuaries in this country, members attending through the internet all over the world, and TV viewers. This is the eighth session of goodness. I will preach about the goodness of Naaman. It is said in Isaiah 6:9, he said, "Go and tell these people, be ever hearing, but never understanding, be ever seeing, but never perceiving." It tells us that the world is becoming so filled with sin and evil, and the hearts of people are so stained with sin, that even though the word of truth is spread, they do not realize its meaning, and when the evidence of the living God are revealed, they do not understand. Those who have good hearts and seek after the truth, as the deer pants for streams of water, will go forward as the shining light of truth, no matter how much the world is mixed with darkness and sins. They focus the hearing of their ears on the words of the truth from among so many sounds. They focused the hearing of their ears on the words of the truth from among the so many sounds. Our Lord Jesus told us that the blessed are those whose spiritual eyes and ears are open so that they can discern true things. He said in Matthew chapter 13, verses 16 to 17, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Not all the people can hear it, and not all the people can see it. Not all the prophets, not all the righteous men could see whatever you see. According to the Bible, not everybody received blessings in Jesus' times or at the times when the prophets performed great works of power. That's why Jesus said in Luke 4:27, "And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." There are lots of people with leprosy, but only the Naaman was the only one who was cleansed. In other words, Naaman was the only person who had the true belief and true faith. He's the only one. We had lots of people with leprosy in Korea as well. But I haven't seen anyone who comes before me. I think they know and they heard of my name, but nobody came to me. But if we go abroad, even if it was a short time crusade, lots of people came to me. Why did Jesus intentionally use Naaman as an illustration, though he had lived in Old Testament times? That was because Jesus intended to let us know that what kind of person could receive God's blessing. Naaman has such a good heart as to discern the good news when he heard it. In addition, Naaman had a few other things about him for which God could deem him to be good. When I illustrate his good parts one by one, please check and look back at your heart in self-reflection to compare your heart with his. So I pray in the name of Lord that you fill your insufficiency with goodness so that you can receive even what is impossible as with men like Naaman. Dear brothers and sisters, let me explain what kind of person Naaman was. His story is recorded in the 2 Kings Chapter 5. At the time, Israel was divided into northern kingdom Judah and southern kingdom Israel. Uzziah sat on the throne of the king after Ahab, and they had a strong neighboring country called Aram. Naaman was the commander of the army of Aram. In all times, when conflicts and wars often broke out between countries, a commander of the army of a country had great dignity and power second only to the king. The 2 Kings 5:1 introduces Naaman as follows. Now, Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded. In peace time, the commander of army is not regarded as a great or powerful person, but in wartime, the commander of the army is considered as a second to the king. He is that powerful. In our history, Korean history, after previous President Park Chung-hee was assassined, who was the one who was sought first? The man who is in charge of army, right? When our previous president was assassined, no one was trying to sign to arrest the highest commander of the army in our history. But he was hiding somewhere, so nobody could find it. In our Korean history, the last 4/19 revolutions and May 18 revolution, I thought our country become democratic again. The Prime Minister Jang Myeon was the first man in his office, and he was in charge of our whole country. But he was hiding himself from all the troubles. He went inside the church to hide himself out. So those revolutions were successful.
예, 아람의 군대 장관 나아만은 그 주인 앞에서 크고 존귀한 자라. 그런데 이처럼 큰 용사라도
He was a great man but met a problem that could not be solved.
바로 문둥병에
He was stricken with leprosy. Leprosy is incurable. There was no medical or surgical cure in the past, nor is there one today. Naturally, Naaman must have received every imaginable treatment. He had power second to the power of the king and had abundant wealth and fame, so he could use any method known by man. The king loved him so much that the king tried every way to cure him of that kind of terrible disease. He took all kinds of medications that were said to be effective and relied on many famous doctors. He even asked his gods to heal him and offered many sacrifices. I also prayed to other different gods to save my life when I was very sick. And when I was lying down in my room, my wife went out to everywhere and asked for different gods' help. You know, the traditional, the way of worshiping, you know, the idols of different kind of things, right? She tried every way, but it was useless. But nobody could cure Naaman. But the healing of leprosy is beyond human's wisdom and ability. It was impossible for men to cure. In addition to being victims of incurable diseases, which include leprosy, people living on the earth face problems that are impossible to solve with human ability. Just think about AIDS, which is, you know, more terrible. If you just got struck by AIDS, then you cannot live longer. Just long before, they just die. So it is called incurable disease, like as well as leprosy. But through my prayer, lots of people were healed. How thankful I am to my God. I forgot the disease. What is it? There are lots of diseases. There are lots of diseases that, you know, some children catch that kind of disease, then no one could live longer. But when I went to China, there were two sisters who interpreted my sermon. One of them said that their father got the disease and he lived for 3 more years after the disease. And they call it was a miracle to live 3 more years. And everybody said it's a miracle. And those two ladies lived with their mom, but sometime after, their mother just left them alone and she left away. They could manage their lives by themselves, but they could manage to graduate to college, and they lived a very miserable life. Their hearts were so disheartened because of their mother, because she left them alone. They gave me that kind of testimony. But when they heard of this church and the power of my prayer, and later on, they knew that their mother got breast cancer. And they soon realized that how their mother got their disease. But still, those two sisters tried every way to save their mother's life. So later on, those two sisters realized that their mother could not tell them how sick she was. And then their mother listened to my news and the prayer, and she came to Seoul. And then she got healed. And later on, those two sisters learned that their mother came to Seoul and received their prayer. But since their mother got healed by my prayer, their mother kept telling them to pray over and over and again. Those two sisters didn't have faith by the time. Now later on, those two sisters figured out why their mother left them alone. And they were so thankful to God, how gracious our Lord is. There are so many things which is impossible with the current technologies and all kinds of medications. But look at this church. Just by receiving the prayer, everybody got healed. Those problems cannot be solved with human power, with fame, or with riches because they transcend human ability. People with those problems often feel despair. But with God, there is no limit. He can do anything, and nothing is impossible with His power. And Mark 9:23 says that nothing is impossible with believers. We preach, spread, and testify to this fact to as many people as possible. We cannot show God to them directly, but we evangelize people, showing the solid evidences of the living God so that they are able to believe. This is because we want just one more individual person to believe in God and live a blessed and healthy life in the power of God. We ultimately want those who have been evangelized to be saved from the way to the horrors of hell and live a happy life forever in heaven. However, many people do not listen to preaching no matter how much is done, and they will not believe when they hear the gospel. That's because their hearts are stained with sins, and they are so stubborn that they reject the word of truth. This church shows the direct proofs to everybody that our God is living. But good-hearted people do not refuse to listen to the gospel, but they also accept it. If they hear it with an open mind, they will understand the truth hidden in the gospel and accept and believe it. Now we have lots of precious guests from Peru. Mr. Vicente Diaz Arce told me that Peru Crusade
2004,
the people of Christians population was just 7% or below, but the number was doubled after the three-day crusade. Just by listening to the three days of crusade, lots of people were healed, and the number of people who became Christian were doubled to 14% of all the population. Just accepting the living God as their Savior is a blessed one. One person who had such a good heart was Naaman. In the house of Naaman, there was a young maidservant who had been taken captive from Israel. She waited on the wife of Naaman. The maidservant said to his wife, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." You know, she is speaking of her gospel. Now, the Naaman's wife, you know, should have told the gospel to Naaman, right? But what about the normal people? When they heard this kind of gospel, they will just ignore you, right? You know that. Even a wife tries to give any kind of good news, the husband just rejected and ignored it. These words of hers were told to Naaman, and he did not reject her words at that time. Although he had a very high position next to the king, he was so humble that he would not even neglect the word of a lowly maidservant. The words of the maidservant were the good news. Likewise, when we listen to the good news, no matter who might preach it, God deems our hearts to be good. If Naaman had been wicked and stubborn, she would have neglected her words, saying, "You are only a maidservant. Why do you interfere?" Or she might have gotten angry, saying, "Why do you say such an absurd thing?" Just look around your people. You know that there are such people, right? Today, many people will not listen when they were evangelized and saying, "God is alive. He can answer anything you desire if you come to Him with faith."
There was
a family who invited all those precious guests from Peru. The family invited them to their home, but I think they are very good and they have a very goodness. And later on, not just inviting them to stay over, they all come to this church as well, even they are non-believers. Now the whole family is Christianized. Praise the Lord. If they heard the gospel once, they just changed mind how good they are. As they come to hold higher positions and have greater possessions, they will not listen to the preachers and they tend to rely on the world more and more. Naaman was in a very high position, but he listened to the blessed words of a little maidservant and believed them. This is the first reason that God deemed Naaman to be good. I know those of you in attendance didn't reject the preaching of someone but accepted it because you had the same kind of goodness. I know everybody is different, but I know it takes a while and there has been lots of accidents and incidents before you came to this church and before you bow down before God. But finally, you are here. How good it is. Now you are changed and you know the kingdom and you know the New Jerusalem. How grateful you are, right? It is so happy to be here. It is so good to be here. And you guys are so blessed to be here. If you are grateful, not applause. If you know that you are so grateful that and you are so blessed that you came to this church and you are so grateful, raise your hand. I thank God. Wow. The second sanctuary, the old sanctuary, the third sanctuary. Oh my gosh. Thank you. How grateful how grateful we are. It is so important for you to come to this church and bow down before God and listen to this message. This is so good. How blessed it is to accept the gospel. It is like getting on the ship of salvation and then setting sail for the kingdom of heaven in the midst of stormy seas. I hope you realize how blessed you are that you have accepted the gospel and give greater glory and thanksgiving to God the Father, who opened your eyes and ears and let you hear the gospel. You are here in this blessed church. How difficult your situation is and what kind of disease you have, God is working on you. God is protecting you. You have seen those kind of works and you have experienced. You guys have experienced for yourselves. I heard the beautiful testimony today. Mr. Vicente Diaz told me a beautiful testimony. When I went to Peru, the Channel 5 broadcasting company, the head of the newspaper and broadcasting company, he fell down from the third floor. But thankful to our God, he didn't break any bones of his. Even if he fell down from the third floor, he was protected by God. He was the most famous person in Peru, and he invited me to a very precious and very nice-looking restaurant, and I ate so many things that, you know, I felt some kind of, you know, stuff in my stomach. For that, I think God protected him from that accident. I'm sure about that. Dear brothers and sisters, the second reason that God considered Naaman to be good was that he did not just hear and accept the gospel, but he showed his faith with his deeds as well. When he heard about the prophet of Israel from the maidservant, he didn't send his servants to bring the prophet to him, and he didn't send a letter asking the prophet to pray for him. If you take a look at the dictionary, you know that Elisha is not the person who was called by just a letter or just by a servant. He himself went to the prophet. Naaman himself went to the prophet. He also prepared for offerings as said in 2 Kings 5:5. So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. It is difficult to convert the value of those offerings of old times into a present monetary value, but we know that the value would be very high. Just as Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Naaman showed his earnest desire to be healed with offerings he had prepared with sincerity. Naaman did not expect that he would reap what he had not sown. So when he went to the prophet of God, he did not expect more than what he had sung. Instead, he prepared offerings with sincerity and earnest hope for his healing. This is another goodness of Naaman, God deemed to be good. God is pleased with this kind of deeds of faith following the will of God and gives us the desire of the heart. So if you have faith, you have to show our God the proof of your faith. By acting upon your faith, you have to show our God the proof. When Naaman prepared and took his sincere offerings and went to meet the prophet of God, Elisha, something totally unexpected happened. Although Naaman himself went with his diseased body to visit the prophet, Elisha the prophet did not show himself personally, but sent his servant to tell Naaman, "Go, wash yourself seven times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." Let's suppose your wife or your husband got diseased, or your parents. Let's say they are in the last stage of cancer. And you say you will deliver the message of gospel. If you go to Muan Manmin Church in the Southern Korea, and if you cleanse your body seven times and the Muan sweet water, then you will be killed. If you say so, what would they say? They will just ignore you. If they obey your word, they will be healed. But most of them don't listen to you at all. They rather, despise you in front of your face. Naaman felt offended and complained. I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. He thought that way. But Elisha didn't come to me. Elisha didn't come to Naaman. He is the second, he has the power which is second to the king. But the prophet didn't even come. He felt so offended, right? But the prophet just told him, go to Jordan River and then cleanse out his body seven times. Do you think he could believe that? He could not solve his problem with any kind of treatment. So when Elisha's servant told him to go wash himself seven times in the Jordan to be healed, he could not believe what the servant said with just his own thinking. What if I say to you, go to Muan sweet water well and wash your body seven times? If you listen to me and if you accept it, then your disease will be healed. But I'm just wondering how many people will go there by obeying my words. But there are still lots of people who obeyed my words and went to the Muan sweet water well and got completely healed. Naaman had expected the prophet to come out and lay his hands on the spot, but the prophet just sent his servant out to speak words from the prophet without appearing to Naaman personally. So Naaman felt offended and got angry. He went to Elisha with faith, but because Naaman had fleshly limitations, he could not believe and accept the words of the prophet, but rather felt as if he had been mistreated. He was just about to return to his own country. But the following deeds of his tell us how good and humble he was. He became furious and turned to go back to his own country. But in 2 Kings 5:13, his servants told him, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more than when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?" Although he was second in power in his country and he was the commander of the army of his country, surprisingly, the servants called Naaman my father. In old history of our Korea alone, if there was a servant who called their master a father, then he'll be just killed, right? You know, if there is a son who didn't come from the first wife, if he was born from the second wife, then even the son cannot call the man father. He'll be just killed. That was a nonsense to that time. But these servants of Naaman called Naaman my father. It is still amazing that they could still call Naaman my father and gave him advice when he was furious. This tells us what kind of person he was. I'm so thankful that lots of people call me my father. I'm so grateful. Everybody calls me father. Even if he is older than I am, he still calls me my father. They don't care if I gave them a permission to call me a father, but everybody calls me father, my father. Please give me permission, or please allow me to call you my father. He did not neglect the words of his servants, but listened to them. He was so broad-minded that he could accept whatever was right and good. That's why his servants could advise him with love. How about you? When your children, friends, or neighbors propose something or give you advice, do you receive it with an open mind? Are there any among who had ill feelings saying, how does he or she dare say that to me? Or is there anybody who just neglect them or despise them? I gave you a testimony in the first service this morning. There was a boss who accepted the advice from his workmen. He came to this church and registered to this church and listened to whatever was said in this church, and he followed every word of God. Now he is blessed and his income has been doubled. Those good people can hear God's words. Some of you know you have interrupted what someone was trying to tell you. Some people will not find it easy to try to speak to you again. Some people around you will become too careful in expressing things that are really necessary for you to hear. The previous vice president of Peru told me that Reverend Dr. Gerald Lee is so wise. And I heard that he is the person who always listens to others saying carefully. However, Naaman was so humble and good that he was able to turn his thinking around and he obeyed his servant's advice to him. He dipped himself in the Jordan River 7 times as instructed by the prophet Elisha. Number 7 spiritually refers to the perfection, and the Jordan symbolized the word of God. So, his dipping himself in the Jordan 7 times meant he fully obeyed the word of God. But look at the rainbow. Rainbow has the 7 colors, right? It means perfection, and it represents the God's word, God's promise.
But the rainbow has the 7 colors, right?
Now, if we read the Revelation on the Bible, the rainbow itself is surrounding the chair of our God. The rainbow has the perfect color, the seven colors. Now God always shows His rainbow wherever we go, wherever we are, whatever we do. If you go to Mu'an Mamin Church, around the Mu'an Sweetwater Well, there is a rainbow all the time, every day. Look at this rainbow. Have you ever seen this kind of rainbow before? Ever before? Where can you find this kind of rainbow? So the washing seven times means that obeying the words completely. He did not give up, although he was not healed the third or 14th time. He fully obeyed God's command and dipped himself in the river seven times. In that way, he fully experienced the work of God. After like a three or fourth try, if he see there is no proof of healing, then he could not be healed. But he completely obeyed the words and dipped himself in the river seven times. It is said in 2 Kings 5:14, "So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan seven times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy." He followed the good will of God and obeyed the word to the very last, even though it was not consistent with his own thought. God the Father saw everything he did. He listened to God's words and completely obeyed it. And when Naaman believed the word of the prophet and fully obeyed it, God accepted it joyfully and healed him of his leprosy. Dear brothers and sisters, the words of Elisha were not from man, but of God. So when he obeyed Elisha, he obeyed God. When we trust and obey a man of God, God considers we have trusted and obeyed him and deems us to be good. So 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, "Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in His prophets, and you will be successful." If you listen to God and if you have faith, you will be upheld. That is, have faith in His prophets, and you will be successful. If you are with the person who is with God, then he will be blessed. He will be successful and he will be blessed. The last 98 and 99th incident, if everybody has faith, then they were not challenged by anything at all. If you had faith, then we have accomplished His command to build Canaan Temple. You know, God Whenever you acted upon your faith, God will bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, the third reason that Naaman was deemed good and received the solution from God to his problem was because he had an unchanging heart to repay his grace without forsaking it. When Jesus healed 10 lepers of their diseases, one of them came back and thanked Jesus. Then Jesus asked in Luke 17:17, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Today, when many people pray to God that He may heal them or give them the desires of their heart, they confess they will be faithful to the point of death after healing or vow something to receive God's answer. But at the passing of the time, many of them do not keep the words they vowed, but change their minds and forget the grace of God. It was not so to Naaman. It says in 2 Kings 5:15, "Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, 'Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel.'" In all of the world, except Israel, there is no God. Only the God Elisha respects is the only God in the world. Please accept now a gift from your servant. He did not depart for his own country after he was killed, but went back to Elisha with all his servants and thanked him. Naaman immediately accepted God and determined to worship God alone from then on. In other words, Naaman is so wise, right? After the healing of that incurable disease, he realized that God is almighty and God is the only one who could do everything. Elisha's God is the true God. The previous God, which Naaman served, didn't cure him. But Elisha's God is the true God, and Elisha's God could cure him. Now, he accepted the fact, and he realized that Elisha's God is the only God, only true God in all of the world. Now look around. How many people are disobeying God's words? How many people are turning their back to our Father God? I hope everybody should come down and bow down before our God right away, and they can heal, you know, our God can heal their diseases. If they do, they are good. God considered them good. He confessed in 2 Kings 5:17, "Your servant will never again make burnt offerings and sacrifices to any other God but the Lord." He just asked for the forgiveness of God because when he returned home, he would come before idols with his king as a commander of the king. He said in 2 Kings 5:18, "But may the Lord forgive your servant for this one thing. When my master enters the temple of Rimmon to bow down and he is leaning on my arm and I bow there also, when I bow down in the temple of Rimmon," you know, the master of Naaman is worshipping Rimmon. "When I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord forgive your servant for this." Naaman was so
worried about bowing down before the Rimmon because he knows that
The Rimmon is not the God. But he also knows that, you know, the king, the master of Naaman, is rely on him, and he wants Naaman to bow down before Rimmon. For that, he asks God to forgive Naaman for this. How good Naaman was. Rimmon here is the name of a god, and he asked for God's forgiveness. Likewise, Naaman had such a good heart that he was grateful for God's grace and would never betray the true God he had experienced. For this reason, God chose Naaman instead of choosing one among the many Israelites who were stricken with leprosy and was glorified through him. God does not see our appearances, but our inner hearts. And he knows who has an unchanging heart to be steadfastly grateful for the grace among so many people in the world. God selects such people as Naaman and gives them grace and blessing so that his will can be accomplished through them. Now there is a very precious visitor from Peru, Mr. Vicente Diaz Arce. He gives me a big present. He owns his own building in the capital city of Peru. He asked me to receive his own building. He asked me twice and three times, but I didn't reply it yet. I was trying to say, if you become the next president, I will accept it. But he said, there is a room for worshiping of more than 4,000 people at a time. And he explained that that building can be used as a missionary building. So, if this is the God's work, and if this is the blessing, God's blessing onto Mr. Vicente Diaz Arce, then I should have changed my mind. But I didn't reply to him yet. If you avoid a heart that may become corrupted according to your own benefits and situations, God will surely bless you. If you never forget the grace you received, but are steadfast despite the would-be harms, God never hesitates to bless you. I hope you change your heart into steadfast and upright hearts like that of Naaman, so that you can enjoy all blessing prepared by God. Dear brothers and sisters, I have explained about the goodness of Naaman, who was a Gentile rather than an Israelite, but had his most serious problem solved when he came before the prophet of God. The first reason that Naaman was deemed to be good and blessed by God was because he had such a humble heart that he was able to listen to the good news of the word of God, no matter who was giving it to him. The second reason was that he not only accepted the good news, but also showed the proof of his faith with deeds, and that pleased God. Although the word of the prophet of God was not consistent with his way of thinking, he did not cling to his own, but followed the way of God. That was goodness in God's sight. The third goodness of Naaman was that he had such a steadfast heart that he did not abandon the grace he had received, but made reparation for it. If you have accomplished these three kinds of goodness in your heart, you will surely receive the desires of your heart from God. A measure of the goodness in your heart determines how much and how fast you will receive blessing from God. I myself, since the beginning of this church, I was always good to the God's eye, and God helped me to win those wickedness by my goodness. Because God is goodness itself. If I entirely rely on Him, then He will protect us. God wants us to resemble our Father God. If you resemble our Father God, then you can give our Father God a joy. If you do this, then God will bless you. Someone gave me a testimony that after some incidents, he was mistreated by some of his friends, and he was about to lose his own house. And he was the financial advisor who advised other friends that his friends should buy those apartments. But the price of the apartments went down. His friends asked him to pay him back. Then the man gave his friends the money back and bought it back. Can you believe his friends? He bought the house, and the price of the house went down. His friends asked him to buy that house back. But the man who gave me testimony did it. He bought it back. But later on, because of his goodness, the price of the house went up very high. Now, the person is blessed. Every good people will receive God's blessing. At first, it doesn't look like blessing, but later on, you will realize that any kind of blessing will come upon you later on. That's God's work. Now you have to learn from Naaman's goodness. Therefore, may all of you have a good heart and make it perfect with deeds, so that you can please God and receive all the desires of your heart and glorify God. In the name of the Lord, I pray. Now let us pray. Hallelujah, my Father. I thank you for giving this kind of message of goodness. May these words become a life inside me. Please help me to resemble the goodness of Naaman. I know you want that kind of children. I want to be that kind of child. I know I want to become such a child that, you know, I can please you so that you can please me. I thank you. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
환자 기도하기 전에 또 환자 기도 요청들이 왔습니다.
There is a prayer request for the sick from abroad. I will read you this letter from abroad.
여기도 아버지.
Father.
저를 아버지라고 부르고 싶어.
She calls me father. She wanted to call me father, and asked me to allow her to call me father. And I met her when I went on to a crusade. She lost her father quite a long time ago, and now she has a father, and she is so grateful. My dear lovely father, I would like to celebrate your birthday. I thank God for protecting me and guiding me through my life. And I thank you, Reverend Dr. Gerald Lee, for instructing me through God's message. Since I cannot be there in Seoul, please understand my situation and accept my big bow down before you. Even though you are not here, I know that my prayer will be answered by our God.
20년간 비염으로 고생하다가 주순영 선교사님의 손수건 기도를 받고 비염을 치료받고 또한
I had a disease in my nose for 20 years, but after receiving the prayer for the sick, my disease got healed.
성도님의 가정은 이번 출장 시 아버님을 뵙지 못했지만 감사하는 마음으로 더 사모하는 마음으로 전국 방방곡곡에서 아버님 뵈러 오신 성도님들을 깍듯이 잘 대해줘 많은 은혜를 받고 돌아간다면서 많은 성도들이 고백하였답니다. 아버님의 눈물에는 기도가 있었기에 이 가정이 절망에서 희망으로 슬픔에서 기쁨으로 변화가
Your prayer delivered the grace of God to this humble family, and I am very grateful for that.
아버님 말씀을 듣고 비록 아버님을 만나 뵙지 못하고 돌아가지만 너무나 큰 은혜를 받고 너무나 감사했다면서 모든 것이 하나님 아버지 섭리 속에 있는 줄로 안다면서 고백하였지요. 참으로 감사합니다. 아버님 다시 한번 감사드리고 생신 축하드립니다.
Once again, thank you, and I would like to celebrate your birthday.
사진 기도 요청입니다.
Now there is a picture.
저는 지난 페루성에 참석했던 베로스카 산체스입니다.
Veroska Sanchez, who attended the 2004 Peru Crusade.
노인 받기를 사모합니다.
I would like to be healed from my disease. I am so sick, and my mother is suffering from numerous diseases as well. I would like you to pray for me and my mother as well.
또 하나는 사랑하는 아버님 이날을 맞기까지 기도해 주시고 사랑해 주셔서 감사드리고 오늘 또 인터넷으로 아버님 얼굴을 뵙게
Dear my father, I thank you for praying for me. And I am so glad that I could see you through the internet service.
그 중에는 이진우 형제님이 계신데 형제님은 지난 5월 18일 육의 아버지와 기차로 11시간
There is a brother in Christ
13시간을 이동하면서 저희들이 있는 곳으로 찾아왔습니다.
Who attends your service through 13-hour traveling.
2003년 육의 아빠가 아들에게 신장 이식을 하다가 수술 중 이식 실패로 아빠의 신장 하나를 버리게 되었습니다. 이식도 못하고 또 아빠의
His father tried to transplant his kidney to his son, but the operation got failed.
이준호 형제님은 현재 고향에 있는 타국의 방송실에서 열심히 봉사를 하고 있고
Still, the person is serving his church and worshiping God. Moreover, I would like you to give prayer for the sick, for that person. There was a person who had a big blister in her throat, but after drinking one mammin sweet water, the blister got disappeared. I would like to be grateful to our God, and I thank you for your prayer. Let us pray. Hallelujah, Father. Please put your hand on them. Lay your hand from top to bottom. Please give them grace and strength from heaven. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Please drive out the enemy, Satan, and devils, diseases and germs from them. In Jesus Christ's name, go away. Evil spirits of the kingdom of heaven and air and their servants, go away. Come out from them. Please work for this daughter. She would like to be blessed. Go away, you evil Satans. Go away, tempting spirits, false spirits, splitting spirits, and all kinds of evil spirits. Go away from them. Father God, please heal and strengthen them. Be cured. Please revive the dead nerves and recover the reputed tissues. Beyond space-time, please heal your children attending this service through the satellites and the internet. Please heal your children in hospital.
Please
heal your daughter in Peru so that she can be healed. Please guard all the church members and all your children all over the world with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the completed greatest power of creation. Please heal them. Oh, Father God, please heal them. Through the fire of the Holy Spirit, burn their diseases and lock every germ inside their body. Please heal the father who failed operation. Let him be healed. Let his body strengthen. High pressure go away. All the disease go away. And bless them and their home and working place.
우리 성도님들 머리서 발끝까지 오장육부뼈마디 신경조직 세포 성예불로 창조해 채상.
Please guard all the church members and all your children all over the world with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the completed greatest power of creation and bless them and their home and the working place. Please give them the desire of prayer and heart. I thank you for answering. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.